Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
And this is how we're going to set the level of discourse, and I am excited. I asked the question, the Redskins are going to change their name. Is this the right move? First response. It is the right thing. Please don't be a dumbass and ask if it's the right thing to change the name, idiot. Well,
I love people's dedication to calling us idiots.
I had already asked the question, so I can't retroactively un-ask the question.
Yeah, you can, just like you can undo your car insurance, you know?
That is true.
Reggie, come on, man.
What do you mean?
You should not do that,
You
though.
Can. Like, you literally
Look,
could.
If you're asking me, can you drive a car
for you
without...
to do that.
You could, but you shouldn't.
That is highly discouraged.
So, this person is coming out firing, and then they've just said that they don't know my name, but have called me names yet again. Whatever makes you feel better, that's fine. You might not also understand how radio works. So, it appears, and I told you I thought it would happen in this offseason when we talked about this a week or two ago. I said, I think they're going to have to change it now, or at least like put the plan in place that by the start of the 2021 season, because of logistics or whatever, they will have to change the name. Now, it looks as if it is almost 100% that the Redskins are going to have to change their name. So it starts like this. So I saw this. Reggie actually sent this over to me to start with. That investors and shareholders, and that's how it starts, worth a collective $620 billion, sent letters to Nike, FedEx, and Pepsi asking the brands to divest from Washington, unless the team changes his name. And quite frankly, that's where it's at. That's where it's at for all sports, not just the NFL, though clearly we're going to pick on the NFL some here. As you remember, they didn't actually care about domestic violence until female CEOs were like, I don't think I want our company. And they're like, whoa, we care a lot about domestic violence. And Roger Goodell even said, this is not acceptable, to which I was like, well, it is. Because you're suspended for six games. So you're like, you can beat up a woman, but it's going to cost you six games. That's what they told us. And so now, forever, the NFL has been like, we're fine with this. But now that the corporations are coming in, it looks like they might not have a choice. And if you weren't sure about that, apparently this morning, federal officials have said, if you want to relocate the site of some of your things and potentially your next stadium, you have to change the name. All right. And so money will talk for Dan Snyder in terms of getting the new stadium that he wants, or money will talk in terms of the sponsorships, and they have to make a move. I believe they have to make a move. Do we all, and because I know Reggie's thoughts about this, but I haven't had the chance to ask you, Kevin, your thoughts on all of this. I guess I need to say, KG, your thoughts on all of this. And I want to know the fans' thoughts on all of this. 877-881-1053. Is this the right move?
I believe it is the right move, and we've seen the levels of this, of how it's continued to escalate, whether it be money being threatened to be taken away, and now the next level of this, where the idea of building a stadium on that particular campus and premise would not be able to be done unless the name is changed. So you're seeing the levels of escalation that Dan Snyder is going to have to deal with staying and sticking to his word with respect to keeping the name, because this is a guy who's dug in and for years has been dug in and said that he is not changing the name of this particular franchise. But when I start thinking about not just the climate that we're in currently, but what the conversation has been around the name for Washington and the problematic symbols and invocations that the name represents, this has been something that has been in the making for a long time. And for Dan Snyder to continue to stay dug in on this particular issue just because of some ill-fated tradition or in name of keeping traditions the same, you have to recognize, if you're Dan Snyder, that not only is money being attached to this, not only is the idea of a stadium not being able to be built attached to this, but there are several individuals and several groups of individuals who have made this cause publicly known for a long time, and the public support behind the name change has continued to grow in large numbers. So for Dan Snyder, he's got a lot of things to wrestle with in terms of the not only the financial implications of this, but more so the public perception of how he wants to be remembered, not just for this franchise, but more importantly, how the Washington franchise in general is remembered in making sure that they're respecting groups of individuals who feel like this name is extremely problematic.
All right. It's very, very well thought out. I like conversations, especially among people that disagree, to see if there's any common ground or try to understand why people disagree. And so I thought maybe it was going to be a wipeout. Maybe everyone's going to be like, of course you need to change the name. However, from the 469, we can just agree on this. Can we just cancel the team altogether? Sure. That's great. I approve of that for sure.
Can I grab Scary Terror before we do that?
Yes, that's fine.
Can I get Montez Sweat?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. And then Chase Young. Right, yeah.
Chase
Young.
I was going to say, I mean, I like McLaurin, but I don't know if that's where I'm going first.
Fair
right?
point.
All right, so I thought maybe it would be a wipeout, and everyone, and I was going to be a little surprised, because that is not usually the feedback we get here. From the 469, change the damn name, please. From the another 469, hell no, keep the name. And from the 817, they have been the Redskins forever. Just let it be, guys. Quit getting butthurt. I mean, that I don't know if that's directed at us, because we're not the ones who are going to actually institute the change. From the 817, hell no. And from the 903, of course it's the right thing. It's 2020 and racism should be fought in every sense. So there are some divisive opinions about this. I think, and I'm not talking about myself in the third person when I refer to Kevin Gray, is and that's the part that fascinates me, is because I wish all issues were as easily solvable as this. I wish all 100% of people were like, of course you need to change the name. It's offensive to a vast majority of Native American people. And if you trot out that study from 2016, look at the newer studies about how Native Americans feel about the mascot. They are, in fact, offended by it. I wish everyone was on board, but they're not. And so I like having these conversations, and I thought you put out very good arguments for why it should be changed. I'm curious from more people who don't think it should be changed. Why? And here's a perfect example, because I disagree with this. From the 469, if Redskins is so offensive, then so is Cowboys. I'm getting so sick of today's hateful society.
When was Cowboy a slur?
And that's the thing, is I actually had somebody tell me their interpretation of some of the issues that go back with Cowboys. But I think it goes along with a lot of things, because we were having a conversation, quite frankly, we're really going to stir things up about the Confederate flag off air because of the show The Golden Girls. Go look that up, kids. Is it's not necessarily what it means to you as one individual. It is what it represents to the majority, right? And like for the majority, it's been determined that the Confederacy stands for hate and slavery. You can disagree with that all you like. That's fine. I'm not going to tell you specifically how to think. But that's what it is. And so people have decided not okay anymore. So you can think that the Confederacy stood for order and discipline. That's fine. But that's not what the decision has been. Like, that's not what the vast majority of people think. Same thing with the Redskins. If you think, well, they've been around since forever, and I don't think it's offensive. But that's the thing. It doesn't matter to the individual anymore, right? As much as it matters to the broader populace of what it represents. Because I don't want to say, like, it's the right thing to do, because I think people still disagree about that. So what I'm saying is, statistically, because that makes it easier for some people, they have determined that this is offensive, or this stands for this, and that's why it's being changed.
And I guess my ultimate question for Dan Snyder in this situation is, what are you ultimately looking to gain here by keeping the name the same? Because all of the public pressure, now money is being attached to it, potential stadiums being built or not being built is attached to it. What is your ultimate gain in keeping the name versus doing something that for a lot of folks would make the public perception of this football team be much better, but more importantly, put you, and this is the most cynical way for folks to look at it, put you in a better financial position because you're not going to lose sponsors. You're not going to lose the ability to potentially build a stadium.
New merchandise, baby.
Yeah, like all these things come if you do decide to change the name. So to me, what is the point of not changing it if you're Dan Snyder
Defiance.
At this point?
Defiance.
Yeah, and that's pure,
like, just I agree. The notion that I will not be told what to do
mm-hmm.
because of my status as an owner of this team, as a large person in the NFL. And like, if we're going to be like really frank, and this might make people uncomfortable, my apologies ahead of time, as a white man in America, right? Like I will not be told what to do unless it is something that I want to do.
And that's kind of what I was thinking. The word that popped into my head was pride. Is it's not what he's gaining, it's what he refuses to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what comes up in a lot of these discussions. And here's the other thing. Is I think that like some people have just decided that they don't think it's an end to this. And I have gleaned this from like my own conversations with people that I know and like feedback on the fan text, which I know is not always representative of everybody, but this is like the circle that I live in and I like varied opinions. Is I think some people have decided that there needs to be a cutoff point in terms of what they have dubbed like political correctness or the PC world or the cancel culture, whatever the hell you want to call it. And they've decided there needs to be a line. And people arbitrarily draw their lines wherever. Some people have decided that they're going to draw it at certain words that they use in their vernacular. Some people have decided that they're going to use it in things like this, where they're like, it's too far. It's sports. It's not the real world, because you hear that all the time. And they've decided this is where they're going to draw their line because they think that the PC culture will never be satisfied. I'm not here to tell you that that means you shouldn't change the name. I'm here to tell you what I have gained from conversations I've had with a variety of people who don't like stuff like this is that they are like, then what's next? Then what's next? Then what's next?
All the other things that are wrong, right? Like, I think that there's some level of natural human feeling, not wanting to change, right? Like, change is something that is often scary and that's something that is uncomfortable. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you so much, KJ. Or KG. I've been trying different ones. I don't know which one I like the most. But
okay.
Yes, thank you. Change can be uncomfortable. But this is the thing. Change is constant, right? Like, I think a lot of people are, the saying is, the only thing that can be counted on in this world is change, right? Change is constant. So I don't see why there is such defiance to, like, the idea of change in and of itself, right? Unless it's like the specific change that we are putting forward. And that's when I have questions, because that's a little dubious.
Because if you even want to take this to a football standpoint, Daniel Snyder's pride has run this organization into the ground for the better part of 20 years. So if his unwillingness to sacrifice his pride in order to get some kind of monetary gain, a new stadium, a better football team, better public perception of what his football team is and what they represent themselves to be, that is a downfall of an owner who has no self-awareness and has no idea of, one, how he's perceived relative to the public that he's trying to serve with his football team, and then two, doing a disservice to the football team that he has, because now individuals outside who look at this team say, why won't this team embrace what other individuals have said are problematic, and two, be able to do so in a manner that allows us to be better football players, better men, and then look at our owner as someone who is actually understanding the concept of what it is to own a football team, given the problematic ways that he's owned this football team for the better part of 20 years.
So a couple of other bits of feedback have come in, and I think this shows some of the problems with making headway with this. This is an actual text from the 469. You sound dumb, just a sheep in the herd. The good for the group is how Nazis got started. Like, I honestly have no idea what we said that's in reference to, like, at all. I would like clarification, but that's the thing.
I think that would be in reference to you saying that the large majority of people would like this name change. So then they are taking that to mean, you know, kind of just like the popular opinion.
Okay.
If you just go with the popular opinion despite without considering what it is.
That is, and that's one of the issues that is tied along with, I'll get to another one in just one second, is so we're talking about changing a football team name, and they have compared us to the Nazis. Like, that's what makes a conversation really hard to have. And here's the other thing from the 972, because I don't think that they're wrong about this. If anything, all of this racist talk and the constant beating it upside our head has made it worse. Now, what I want to be really clear about, I don't disagree that this conversation needs to take place, but I also know that there are a section of people who are tired of it, because I do see that every single day. And my question to you would be then when? So, like, the conversation doesn't take place and nothing changes, okay? Then the conversation does take place and you push back against things changing. So when in the world would there ever be a possible change? Because if you think the world is, like, in no need of change at all, I don't really know what to tell you. Like, we can disagree about what some of the changes are, but there should be a whole lot of changes that we can agree on. And if you think, like, one race of people is being oppressed for whatever reason, I would hope that everyone would be like, well, that's probably not okay. What could we do about that? So when you say hearing more about it makes me less interested, then I don't know what to do about that, because nothing changed when you didn't talk about it. And now's the time. Like, it is. You don't have to like it. Now's the time.
Low-key, it's been time.
Oh, and that's the thing. And that's the thing is I can't, like, obviously I can't speak to that experience at all, but it feels like if ever there was a time where, like, more people are finally listening, it's now. So if you don't like it right now, it's too bad, because it's here and it's happening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.